Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 99. Following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 99. Salvation is my only function here. Salvation and forgiveness are the same. They both imply that something has gone wrong, something to be saved from, forgiven for, something amiss that needs corrective change. Something apart or different from the will of God. Both terms imply a thing impossible, but yet which has occurred, resulting in a state of conflict seen between what is and what could never be. Truth and illusion both are equal now, for both have happened. The impossible becomes the thing you need forgiveness for, salvation from. Salvation now becomes the borderland between the truth and the illusion. It reflects the truth because it is the means by which you can escape illusions. Yet, it is not yet the truth because it undoes what was never done. Unshaken does the Holy Spirit look on what you see, on sin and pain and death, on grief and separation and on loss. Yet does Holy Spirit know one thing must still be true. God is still love, and this is not His will. And this is the thought that brings illusions to the truth. It is the thought that saves and that forgives, because it lays no faith in what was not created by the only source it knows. Salvation is my only function here. God still is love, and this is not His will. Salvation is my only function here. God is still love, and the ego illusions are not His will. Yesterday's lesson taught me that I am always in the right place at the right time. And this lesson is telling me that wherever I am, in whatever moment, salvation is my only function here. God still is love. God can never change from being love. And what I see in my illusions, the things which I need salvation from and forgiveness of, these are not His will. He is still love, only love. Regardless of what I see in my illusions, He is asking me to have courage, to look into these secret thoughts I hold, that I hide, that I am afraid of. He asks me to look with the inner guide, Holy Spirit, onto those darkened thoughts and see that they are just the illusions. They are not the truth of what I am. They are simply false beliefs that I hold. This false belief that I can be unloving is just a false belief. It can't hold me hostage unless I allow it. He is asking me to ask for help, to expose the fear that I have hidden and bottled up in these dark spaces of my mind. In every moment, I am there for the salvation of all beings. And every being is where they are at this moment, because of their function, salvation. It is their only function. Salvation is letting go of these false fears, these false beliefs. When I am in a group, we are all there for the same reason, our salvation. And so in that thought, I see that we are all one in this role, in this function of salvation. There is no other purpose. I saw a subtle thought come up. As a course student, I talk of how a lesson has come to me for my healing. And in that thought, there was a subtleness of a belief that it was brought to me outside of my will. And so I have to look at that for myself. These lessons come to me all because of what cards I hold in my hand, these cards, the collection of false beliefs I have, the ones I am still holding on to. And these lessons are really the lessons I have designed with spirit. Because of the beliefs I still hold in my hand and my willingness to wake up, my will is orchestrating me to wake up. God doesn't will for me to suffer. God wills for me to remember the truth that I am love, created in the likeness of my Creator, who is only love. My function is to trust Spirit. When He tells me I am loving, and when the thought comes up that I am unloving, I am to have faith in my inner guide and deny that thought. And instead pick up and believe the thought, I am loving. Salvation is my only function here. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We forgive all thoughts that would try to hold us back from our truth, and we let them go. Thank you for joining with me in the love of God's presence. Namaste.